CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China's central authorities have issued a guideline to deepen reforms of state-owned enterprises. It will be a key framework document to guide and boost SOE reforms. As part of the reform, some enterprises will be developed into commercial interests, while others will mainly serve the interests of the public. The reform also called for diversification of the enterprise's shareholders, better risk management, and measures against loss of state-owned assets. Three Chinese pilgrims have been confirmed injured in the crane accident at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The State Administration for Religious Affairs says one from northwest China's Gansu province was slightly scraped after he slipped on the ground, while the other two from the neighboring Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region suffered leg injuries after being hit by falling debris. Those two are still in hospital receiving treatment. There are about 14,500 pilgrims from China's Xinjiang, Ningxia, Gansu, and Yunnan in Mecca for religious rituals. At least 107 people were killed and 238 injured when a crane toppled over the Grand Mosque on Friday, less than 2 weeks before the annual Hajj. The government in Tianjin has begun the process of appraising the apartments that were damaged in the explosions near the city's port last month. Local authorities say Fengda Real Estate Appraisal Company has been selected to assess apartments in seven residential compounds where more than 17,000 units were damaged. The company will determine whether an apartment can be rebuilt or if the owner will be bought out because the damage is too extensive. The appraised value will be compared to the contract value of the apartment, and the higher value will be used as the buyback price. On top of that, 30% will be added as compensation. China and Thailand have reached broad consensus over railway cooperation. Many issues, including feasibility studies, detailed route design, engineering, procurement, and construction and financing, have been discussed during two-day talks, which ended Saturday in Bangkok. The Thai side spoke highly of the feasibility study report of the first phase of the project, presented by the Chinese delegation on August 30th. The two sides agreed that a report on the second phase of the project will be submitted on October 15th. The two sides have also reached consensus on their intergovernmental railway cooperation framework, which is expected to be signed during the next meeting in Beijing in late October. China's value-added industrial output expanded 6.1% year-on-year in August. The growth rate was up slightly from 6% in July. The National Bureau of Statistics attributes the month-on-month increase to improving performance in key industrial sectors and accelerated growth in high-tech industries. The Bureau says despite the growth, industrial output still faces remarkable downward pressure due to flagging demand. Year-on-year growth in the first 8 months stood at 6.3%, the same growth level as the first 7 months. A UN envoy says the main parties in Libya have reached a consensus on the main issues behind the ongoing crisis in the country. The text of a final agreement is to be sent out on Sunday following a dialogue that began on Thursday. Over the next 2 days, the UN is hoping leaders in Libya can reach an agreement on a unity government and end divisions that have split the country following an uprising that toppled former leader Muammar Gaddafi. The German chancellor says her country and other Western European powers need to work with Russia as well as the United States to solve the crisis in Syria. She was speaking on Saturday before a meeting of the German, Russian, French, and Ukrainian foreign ministers in Berlin to discuss the Ukraine crisis, although the four are also expected to touch on Syria. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had a lengthy exchange about Syria on the sidelines of the meeting. It's been reported that both ministers agreed to give firm political support to the UN Syrian envoy and his plan to create a Syrian contact group. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed on Sunday at the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex in East Jerusalem. According to officials, dozens of policemen stormed the compound to clear the way for Jewish visitors ahead of the Jewish New Year, which begins at sunset. Palestinians then targeted the police with rocks and fireworks. Shortly after the police arrived, Jewish hardliners entered the compound. Al-Aqsa is the third holiest site for Islam. Its location is also revered by the Jewish people as the site of their biblical temple. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.